Happy July 4th. We're rolling on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the Shuckers and the M Braves opener of a three-game set up at Trustmark Park. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Brett Witrowski, who last night threw a career-high 6 shutout innings. Brett, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
How was last night? 6 shutout innings, longest outing of your career. Has to feel good.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, always knew I could do it. It's just putting it all together, and finally was able to do that last night. And looking back on it, it was a great achievement.
Not only did you do it last night, but you did it in front of over 5,000 at Keyser Federal Park down in Biloxi. How fun was it to not only put together a good outing like that, but do it in front of the biggest crowd of the season?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, warming up pregame, I knew it was going to be a big crowd just by the looks. It was a different feel, and it was noticeable, and I just used that as in-game adrenaline and got it started from pitch one for me.
When was the last time you went 6 innings in a game?
It's been a long time. I don't think I've completed all 6 since I was probably really young, but yeah, definitely not in my college career because of the role I had, but yeah, finally able to do it in AA, and that's really fun.
When you mentioned in college the role you had, you were in college just a year ago. You split some time in the bullpen and some time in the rotation. What's it been like here now in AA as a full-time starter in just your first year of pro ball?
Yeah, it's great. It's just building that routine and sticking to it, even when your results may not be what you're looking for. It's just trusting it and trusting all the resources I had around me throughout my time since being with the Brewers, and it's helped a lot.
What's it been like creating that routine? Is there anybody that's helped you find what that routine is day to day after a start?
Yeah, it's kind of just getting things from everybody on the staff and especially the players too, seeing what works for them, how they make their body feel best day after going into the bullpen, and just getting to work every single day. It's constantly changing, and it's just adapting to it.
How about that final out last night? You decided for the old schoolyard play of just running the dude down up the first baseline.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it was an easy shuffle throw right to Ernesto at first, but pretty cool that way too.
Yeah, but it doesn't look as cool if you just shovel it on. What was that feeling like though after you made the out, walking back to the dugout, knowing you had 6 shutout innings under your belt?
I mean, it was a relief to get that guy first of all, because if he's safe, that's not a good look at all. But yeah, it was definitely pretty cool just looking up at the crowd and seeing how many people like were in that with me, and yeah, it was a lot of fun too.
You also have quite the unique pitch mix. You throw a couple different variations of some standard pitches, fastball and slider, and you can really change your grip on a lot of them to get some different movements, whether it's a little bit more movement on, say, a sweeper or a little bit more movement on a slider. What's it like learning that pitch mix and adapting that throughout your pro career?
Yeah, it's not the easiest, but it's a lot of fun too at the same time, because you're just always just going with the flow and seeing what's working that day especially, and it's just making those adjustments day in and day out in order to get that consistency on a pitch, or when you're in the moment, then it's just competing and just being out there and being in the fight.
How much does that help you as a pitcher, being able to use all those different pitches and use those different grips to your advantage on the hill?
It's definitely helped a lot. I mean, the hitter's definitely not comfortable in there when they start seeing everything going that way in different ways and different speeds, but yeah, it's been a blast. It's hard at times, obviously, with being able to do that too, but last night it was a lot of fun.
We're sitting here, it is July 4th of 2024. A year ago at this time, you weren't even in professional baseball yet. You had just finished up your time at Bryant. Now you're sitting with 10 AA starts under your belt. What has that growth been like throughout this first season in pro ball?
It's been a lot of ups and downs, honestly, but it's just so much fun when you get to see all the hard work you put in, and it's going in the right direction still. I mean, it's definitely going great, and I love the process.
July 4th today, favorite July 4th baseball moment?
I'd have to say when I was younger, just like probably 10, 11 years old, playing with the kids I grew up with in a 4th of July tournament that we won. Just looks back and how long I've been playing the game. It's a lot of fun to see that I'm still playing.
How special is it to look back at that now you're sitting here in AA celebrating July 4th as a professional baseball player?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's everything you dreamed of and more, honestly. And you don't realize that you don't think you're going to get to this point, obviously, but when it's a reality, it's It's just as fun.
You gonna be rocking anything special today? Cleats, socks, hat?
Maybe some socks. I'm not sure yet. We do have the 4th of July hat that we wore last night too, so that for sure, yeah.
There we go. Keep it fun. Appreciate the time, man. Appreciate Thanks it. Much.
No, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.